Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
I can't drink Bud Light anymore, though. And it's not because of bullshit, whatever. I don't give a shit about that. It gives me a headache. So that's 6 shots if you're keeping count.
Holy shit, is that a dangerous game to play?
Yeah, an upper and a downer together. Let's go, party time.
Apparently there's another myth that people said that sex cures a hangover. I mean, it might not make you feel better in that regard, but it's got to make you
feel better. Wait a minute. Who wrote this book?
Ben Reed.
Gay.
Take two.
Yep.
Or three.
And action.
Or whatever we are. Action. All right. I think we're live this time. Yep, we're live this time. So you guys missed about a 2.5 to 3 minute conversation that you're probably never going to see, but you know what? We'll try our best to do it again. But either way, this is Triple T episode 166. 166 times we've done this show for whatever reason. There's been a lot of people that have came and gone, but as always, and for a very long time, super thankful to the guy sitting on your screen on the right, on my right as well, and it's not mirrored like some of the other platforms. It is Richie, and you're probably going, where is Toby? Where is Euban? Well, Euban is either unfortunate or fortunate that he is at his child's Christmas concert. I don't know which one. I'm pretty sure he's got a bunch of kids. And Toby, what did we say that was? A little karma, unfortunately?
Yeah, karma. That's karma for sure.
Yeah, there was a little bit of some internet issues with Richie last week. That's why he couldn't make the show. There was an accident. They took down his fiber, and everybody's always jealous of Richie's internet. So we
all of
decided
Cleveland is out.
All of it. Yeah, that's a lot of angry people. But thankfully for everybody, they have hotspots and they have kind of ways to work around it. But we were like, hey, I made the joke. I don't know, I guess, why overly the karma hasn't hit me yet on the internet. I probably should knock on wood. But I was like, wow, Toby's finally got faster internet than Richie. And then we get a message about 15, 20 minutes ago. And it says, I don't have internet.
Oh, I had download speed. I had no upload.
And it was weird because I was thinking I had an issue a long time ago with a bad like router or switch or something where I could have some internet, but like you said, I couldn't get out. There was something with the handling or whatever, but dorky, nerdy stuff. But that was a weird one. But either way, I'm glad to have you back because if it was just me, everybody would probably not overlove it. And I couldn't use all the cool little switch and screen things that we do when we do the AI stuff. So, yeah, make sure you guys check out the Deluxe Edition Network. You're gonna hear an edited version, a cleaned up version tomorrow, podcast only as well as the video. But check out the deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Got a podcast of the month, the Deluxe Edition Pod, which is with Casey and Ray, which have been on this show. A couple of cool dudes. He was the one that was telling the story in the kitchen and funny dudes. And also the Steve and Crypto Show. So also a good one. Check them out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. And you've had yourself a busy weekend, haven't you?
Indeed.
I also found out that you have a pile of relatives, which I thought, I don't know why I didn't know that yet.
Well, technically, I'm an only child at the same time. It's weird.
Right.
Because I'm the only child from my mom and my dad, but They got remarried. I have 3 sisters and 2 brothers.
Yeah, that's. I just have one, so I'm really missing out, I guess. And growing up without a female other than my mom in the house, don't really know how to handle a house full of girls and teenage girls.
That's what I grew up with. It's a house full of girls.
I don't know. I don't know how to really deal with it. So if anybody that is happened to watch this live or anything else, make sure you go ahead and just give some friendly advice on how I do it. Typically, I just try to hide in the studio. And as you can, well, you can't really see, but on some of the videos over here, I now have a very awesome whiskey tower that that does have my back right here.
I can see it in the full screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you have Fireball in it?
There was just, I'm not a big liquor drinker. So, and the wife loves the Fireball and has been sitting around. So those were the only 2 liquor bottles I had was those. But next month we do have a new friend of the show. So you will see where the Fireball is. That's out of here. I can't drink Fireball. The thought of the smell of it.
The smell of it makes me sick.
the smell of it makes me sick. The taste of it makes me gag. Like, man. There it is. There's our weekly siren.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Boom.
It's a wambulance. It's all right.
Wham, bam. So I'm going to change. I better change the, change it on the fly, the name of the episode. 166. So again, for anybody that is watching us, listening to us, I'm going to pull up the chat right now so we can say hello to all you beautiful people.
Producer Jason there.
Jay's in the house. He called us weird. That's ironic. Because we are weird, and that's okay. But, so you had
takes
a busy weekend.
One, no one.
Ooh, burn. But yeah, we got a new friend of the show next month for the month of January. I'm super excited about. Probably not as exciting to everybody in the world because they are a New York-based company, and I've given you enough spoilers. But January, it's going to be pretty cool. So, yeah, so you had a busy weekend. What else did you have going on? You saw a lot of comedy with some pretty cool people.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a busy week. My brother had an open mic on Friday night that I helped set up and deal with. Then we went and watched Aaron Weber live. Then Saturday we recorded an episode with Aaron Weber, and then went to see some more shows and some more comedy, and then came back and saw Aaron Weber again. Then hung out with him, had some beers, good time, good talks.
Dub beers. What kind of beers?
Busy weekend.
Whatever was in your cup.
I was drinking Miller.
Hell yeah, decent beer.
Well, part of the night I was drinking PBR. Part of the night I was drinking Miller.
Yep.
Miller lattes. You know?
Do they do the 16 ounces down there? In
yeah,
some
it's
of the
all
bars?
16 ounces. Yeah. That's all a
brilliant thing. You know what I mean? You get into these bars and then you get the PBR and it's like,
same
for
thing
$1
the
cheaper
down here.
And 4 more ounces. What would I like? Would I like a little Pabst Blue Ribbon? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean, obviously I go with the Genesee, but PBR is solid.
Oh, I finally got to try some.
Really?
I did. It was,
cream ale?
It was last week. Or not last week. It was the week before that. It was the week I missed. It was before that. So two weeks ago. I went to a show and I went down there. I was like, what, y'all got beer? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, what do you have? And they were like, Michelob Ultra and then a bunch of hippy dippy IPA beers and stuff that I'm just not into.
Yeah.
Like I like certain ones, but I'll try them when somebody else has it and is like, you want to try it?
Fair.
But
then when you're thirsty. Said,
she said, she goes, and we got Genesee. And I was like, what? And she pulled out the can and showed it to me. And I was like, I'll have it. And everybody's looking at me like,
what?
Why? And I was like, because it's a sponsor of our show.
Which one did you have? The light, the full flavor?
It was white and red cans.
Okay, so that was the full flavor. That's the Genesee. Yep. The blue is the light. The green's the cream ale.
Okay. Yeah, it was just regular.
What'd you think? Decent?
Yeah.
a lot different than your Miller Lite, because it's a more full flavor. It's not a light beer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it probably, I have to imagine if it was, and where was this? Down in, was it in Georgia, Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Oh, Chattanooga. So it was in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine it was probably a little bit on the older side. If it was sitting down there and they all looked at you like, somebody's actually drinking that shit.
It wasn't bad at all. My brother, I even let my brothers take a sip out of it. I was like, what do you think? And they're like, not bad. And I was like, all
right. Right out of
where can we find this?
Just go to genesee.com/finder and you can find wherever they sell it closest to you. Unfortunately for Toby, they only have Genesee Ice. And anybody that drinks ice beers, I'm not judging you at all, but usually it's you're drinking it to get, not enjoy it. I mean, let's be honest. Have you ever had an ice beer that you were like, wow, this is really good?
No.
Can't I've only had it because I'm like, I want to get blackout drunk as fast as I can, because that's how I'm going to deal with my problems in my high 20s, low 30s.
Bud Light Platinums used to be the thing back in the day for me. I can't drink Bud Light anymore, though. And it's not because of bullshit, whatever. I don't give a shit about that. It gives me a headache when I drink it. That's it.
Yep. We were talking about how we can't really do Fireball, the smell of it, the taste of it, just bleh, because we've overdone it. Same thing with Bud Light for me. I'll never forget when I was anywhere between 17 and 19. I don't really remember. It was a while ago.
Not to mention, it's just shit beer, if we're being honest with you. It's
When we were...
Y'all can get mad at me for saying it. It's shit beer.
I don't love it. It's not my go-to. But we went to Myrtle Beach, and we were under the age of 21. So a buddy of mine had a fake ID. And the only beer that the only place that would take us with our fake ID in Myrtle Beach, which was ironic, was this little gas station, and they only had Bud Light, Budweiser, and something else. Like, I don't remember what it was. So we decided, hey, we're going to get as much Bud Light as we can. You know, we're younger, we don't pick. We filled the entire fridge. I mean, the egg part, the place where you maybe put the side, all the condiments, and we're in a hotel, obviously. The crisper, you couldn't fit another anything in there. And all of a sudden, the buddy's mom that we were staying with in the suite walks in and she goes, "You little friggers." We're like, "Oh shit, what do we do?" They came home with groceries and she goes, "Get drinking now. Do your little funnel thingies, do whatever. Get this fridge clean." So we were like, clean it out. And we drank so much Bud Light that week that I have not had a Bud Light since probably 2000-ish.
You see, that's like Wild Turkey. I can't drink it anymore. And that's not anything against Wild Turkey. It's a great, great whiskey. You know, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. All right. But I made a mistake with it once, and now for whatever reason, that one particular one, I will smell it and can tell the difference somehow between everything else, and I'll just be like, Here's that story real quick. So I had Wild Turkey 101.
Oh.
And I was making, this is back, I was like my early 20s, so I didn't know what the fuck I was doing anyhow, but this is when I was married to my ex-wife too. She had got me some whiskey sour mix because I like whiskey sours.
I'm a fan.
And I was making myself whiskey sours with it. And double shot whiskey sours. Sounds like I've had some now.
I was going to say, no, it's you're reliving the moment. Your glands are sweating.
I'll pass out, you know. Yeah. No, but I drink it, and I know I do have a high tolerance, which is weird for my size, but I was sitting there, I was playing video games or watching TV. I can't remember exactly what we're doing, but I sat there and I had three of these things. Three. So that's six shots if you're keeping count. And I didn't really feel anything. So I was like, all right. Maybe this is just weak and it's not what the hype is all about it. So I start shooting it with those double shots. So, you know, three whiskey sours later, or three whiskey sours, and then, you know, seven shots later, it decides to hit me like a ton of bricks.
Liquor is sneaky.
Room starts spinning.
Oh.
I was like, I got to go lay down. So I lived in a townhouse too. So I stumbled my way up the stairs, made it to my bed, laid down in the bed, and immediately reached over and hurled.
I was going to say, laying down with the spins, it doesn't make it better. It sucks.
Nope. I was done. Then I just spent the rest of the night. I had a garbage can there, so we were good. It's not like it went everywhere.
Yeah.
But I spent quite a long time in the shower after that.
Oh, see, there was the shower.
Just sitting there in the shower, just kind of you know, doing that thing for a while. But ever since then, dude, I literally, the smell of it somehow, I can tell it apart from other whiskeys, and I'm like,
A lot of people in the chat saying that they mix different stuff, Wild Turkey or maybe even like Tullamore Dew or something like that. They're Maker's Mark, mixing it with Mountain Dew. Not a lot
I've had not necessarily those specific brands with Mountain Dew, but I've had whiskey or bourbon with Mountain Dew. It's not bad.
I've heard a lot of people mixing it. It wasn't really something that was mixed heavily up there. There's a lot of people in my circle when we were drinking a lot heavier that they were mixing the whole Red Bull and vodka.
Dude, that brutal... was my thing back in the day. That's awesome. I love those things, dude.
They taste good, but holy shit, is that a dangerous game to play?
Yeah, an upper and a downer together. Let's go, party time. Let's. Wow. They hit you quick too.
They do. I've had a lot
all
of
that sugar.
A lot of people I knew in the bar game that made a lot of dumb decisions, and probably a couple of the kids that they love very much because of that combination. But Southern Comfort was the one liquor that was my 21st birthday. I loved it. So, of course, you turn 21, happened to be at a family-owned bar, and guess what was just consumed a lot of? Goddamn Southern Comfort. And you ever get so drunk that you have to puke, but you're too drunk to puke?
Oh,
that's how I was. All I wanted to do was puke to feel better. And I was just so goddamn drunk, I couldn't.
I got a trick for that. I don't know if this works for everybody. Works for me. Down a bunch of water. Like, go get you a bottle of water and just chug that thing.
Kind of like a kid's science project with the volcano.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. When you throw up, it's the best throw up you've ever had. Because it's water.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just blah, water, and you're like, oh,
that was good.
That was straight, because if you do it and you drink and you just chug it and it comes up fast enough, it comes back up cold still.
And
so
it
you're
kinda,
just like, oh, and you're like, oh, that's almost soothing.
And it's going to dilute the stomach acid a little bit.
Yes. It just looks like water coming out because it pretty much just is water.
I went thrift shopping this weekend. Love to do thrift shopping for Christmas presents and books. They had a bunch of 50-cent books. So I scooped up the sweet vintage Harlem Globetrotters one. Wasn't the one I was trying to grab. Because everybody knows I grab the books. I don't really read them. But there was one that was Hangover Cures or something that I want to find because
bacon.
It's pretty fun.
Bacon, also, fried bologna. Those things work.
The Sopranos Family Cookbook. Which it was pretty interesting. 51 drinking games. What the hell is that? The one that you want, you never find. Well, I guess I'll have to find that for the next one while we're talking. Is it this one? No, I don't know. I'm gonna have to look for it while we get showing some videos. Oh, right here. Nope. No, hunt it up there. Hangover Cures.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of stuff. I don't know if it's actually true. I was saving it to just kind of throw out here, but apparently cures, it kind of starts off, there's cures from around the world. There's myths. Should we bust out a myth?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm not going to beat around the bush, and this is, again, for anybody just listening, this is Hangover Cures by Ben Reed. All right. A cup of coffee in the morning is a myth. I guess it helps you wake up, but it contains caffeine, which will increase dehydration, irritate your stomach even more. If you do need a stimulant, try ginseng. So, I guess don't drink the coffee if you're hungover and trying to get rid of a hangover. Hair the dog that bit you. Myth. I kind of assumed that one was a myth. How are you going to sober up?
Drink more?
Yeah, it says alcohol is obviously going to take away some of the pain, but eventually it is going to catch up. And apparently there's another myth that people said, that sex cures a hangover. I mean, it might not make you feel better in that regards, but It's got to make
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who wrote this book?
Ben Reed.
Gay. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It definitely works.
This is what it says. I really don't enjoy being the killjoy here, but sex just isn't the cure. It really should be. Can you imagine if it was, though?
Oh, no. I think that works for headaches, but not necessarily for a hangover.
Ooh, so I'm telling you,
fried bologna, bacon, some kind of greasy substance helps.
It's funny you said that. I loved to smash fried bolognese when I was hungover. I don't know. I do know what it is. I was going to say, but two cures from around the world. We're going to give you France and Switzerland, and if we circle back someday, cool. If we don't, well,
whoever just says never stop drinking worked for her.
I mean, if you don't stop, and what's the old saying? You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's right.
Also a thing. Let's go with France. If you're in France, drink thick hot onion soup the morning after. It's going to cure a hangover. I don't know why you can only do it in France. Pretty sure they have decently
I'm pretty thick, sure we have French onion soup here too.
Yeah. Ben Reed. But hey, so French onion soup. Jennifer, Jester, Jace, whoever else might be listening. France has it down. Switzerland. They rely on a shot of brandy with a hint of peppermint. You just said don't drink. That's a myth.
Peppermint will help deal with the nausea and sickness. But didn't you just say not to drink more?
That's what Ben Reed said, not me. So then it's funny because in Russia, what would you assume that they would do in Russia?
They drink more vodka.
No, but they apparently heavily salted cucumber juice and black bread soaked in water.
Soggy bread? Ew.
That's going to make me throw up. 100%. If I'm like that hungover.
What is black bread?
I don't know.
That's I'm wondering if it's actually bread or something else.
Black bread, Russia.
Pickled juice?
Russian black bread, also known as rye bread.
Soggy bread. Yeah. Ew. The cucumber, salted cucumbers, you had me there. That's good. I can go with that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and eat some mushy bread to cure that.
I don't know what the soggy bread has to do with anything. I guess it's absorbing more water, so the salt that you're putting on the cucumbers helps hydrate you more or something. I don't know.
Yeah, rye bread with dill dip. Happy Tuesday to you as well, Blur. Blur has been the only call-in on the Thursday show that we pre-record Sunday mornings between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard Time. So if anybody else wants to call in, ask us a question, tell us a story, ask some advice, or promote a product, there's a link right in my description. It says call-in show. You click it, download the app Riverside. You're in no time. We'll let you in. Have some fun. Anywhere between 10:15 and 11:15 or ish any Sunday. It's a lot of fun. Good times. Thanks to Riverside for doing the call-in stuff. But I don't know. I haven't really been drinking a lot, and I'm kind of thankful for that because I feel good. It feels good to feel good when you have a super busy weekend all the time, running around, driving around. You know the deal. Being hungover, not a good time when the older we get. Just not a good time, from the shitting to the aching to all of it. And speaking of shitting, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 8 videos that were about farts or poop that were sent in this week.
Heck yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like there's no better time to at least show a couple of them.
Let's get it.
And let's do the shittiest episode, the shittiest podcast you've ever seen. We did a little testing beforehand, so hopefully the volumes are pretty good. And if they're not, please let us know in the chat. And let's do the thing. This one was sent in by Zach. Remember Zach, producer Zach, he goes by, but now he's just Zach because he's not producing. But he is writing again for the Yorktown podcast, so that's pretty cool. So here we go. This was sent in by him.
The thing that gives me the proud American spirit is shitting on company time. It's just taking a big fat shit while getting paid. You know what I'm saying? That shit fucking slaps, dog.
I mean, she's got a good point.
She does have a good point. It's kind of like, not overly equivalent, but somewhat equivalent of like the smokers who get paid to go have a smoke break or something like that. You get a little bit of a poop break in you. You know what I mean? A little relaxing, getting paid to poop, PTP. Not a terrible time. PTP with the TP.
PTP.
Although most employees in workplaces that I've seen, well, I worked at a hospital for a very long time, not great toilet paper. Not good stuff.
Oh, no. The toilet paper is just paper. It's not even... It's that big, huge roll that's just like one ply of sandpaper, like 200 grit, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. It's... Not a good time. A lot of breakage, I would have to imagine.
You're going to have a bleeding butthole when you're done, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're hungover and you have to continually go. One of the worst things...
IBS.
I have IBS, was drinking a ton, and we would go to a taco place every Tuesday called the Dirty Gringo, which is awesome. Awesome place. I'm telling you, it is... I mean, obviously, I'm near Canada, so to have really good Mexican is, we're almost the farthest you could probably be away from a Mexican place. But the homemade sauces, the food, amazing. And we would do that. And the shitty part, almost pun intended, is when I have to eat, have an IBS, I got to go to the bathroom. And I only have a little bit of a window. So I would eat, and then we would have to walk uphill. And then up, at one point, I was upstairs or downstairs. So more or less, I mean, I would power walk, get to the bathroom with enough time to barely have the belt down. It was one of the worst, terrible things. You would think that I would just go to one of the doctors in the place I work with and been like, what's going on with me? Why can't I eat a taco and I have about 12 minutes before explosion? And then the gallbladder and all these problems start happening. They're like, you should probably cut down on the shitty eating and the alcohol consumption. Shocker. Diet a little bit, bud. So I did.
I'd rather live a little and half the shit.
It's
kind of like when they thought I had, it turns out I just have IBS, but they thought I had celiac disease for a while. And they're like, you're going to have to get rid of all gluten and all this stuff. And then you find out everything gluten is in, which is everything. Seasonings have gluten in it.
Everything.
And so you're just like, crap. I had to, just for 2 weeks while my tests were in the lab and stuff or whatever, they're like, for the next 2 weeks, I want you to go on a gluten-free diet. Da-da-da. Certain restaurants do it. Da-da-da. I worked at the gas company, and so I was out in the field all the time. So.
Yeah, you don't have time to stop at a gluten-free restaurant.
It's pretty much you have to eat out kind of thing. And so you're trying to find restaurants with gluten-free. Luckily, I found a couple where, like, people who worked there were like, oh, I'm gluten-free, or my wife's gluten-free, so I know I can help out. And it worked. Bro, the day they called me and told me that the test results came back negative, they're like, no, you're fine. Like, we don't know what else could be. They're like, you just have IBS. And I'm like, sweet. Does that mean I have to give up gluten? They're like, not necessarily. It's just, you're going to have to know what spices and certain things will make it. I'm like, screw that. I've been dealing with this my whole life. I immediately went to Bojangles and got me a sausage biscuit and gravy morning and just chowed down on that. Oh,
it's worth the dumpage.
And then 15 minutes later, I took a shit. So
it does kind of suck that you have to plan your food intake to where you're going to have to take a dump. Like for me, I go to places, and I think we almost talked about this on the show the other day with Brandon J. McDermott and you, but what's up, Brandon? I see you in the chat. Where I almost check out the bathrooms beforehand to be like, do I want to dump here? And I was at an Arby's the other day, and I was like, no chance in hell. It was one of the most disgusting bathrooms. The locks were broken. It looked like nobody has cleaned that shitter.
Well, yeah, that's what Arby's does to you.
But the family,
it's delicious,
that I was with the family, and they were like, the girl's room super clean. And I was like, I might be going in the girl. I'd have to identify as a girl in Arby's today.
Well, that's because all the other men with the IBS or Crohn's disease or whatever else makes them have to go shit a lot are going in there kicking down doors and just barely making it, painting the wall like Jackson Pollock, you know what? And then you got little kids that come in there who have never been taught how to aim in the toilet. So they've peed all over the walls, the toilet seat. There's toilet paper in and hanging out of the toilet. It's not been flushed in about three uses at least.
Nope. And if you flush it, it's clogging, and you're going to need an industrial snake or something. And that's why I really, and it's probably a thing now, but I don't look, because I had this idea before apps were really like starting to get there. And I still to this day don't know how to make an app or have money to make one. But I always thought the greatest app on the entire planet for guys like us would be like a, you know, rate, almost like the Rate My Poop. Kind of, I think that's a thing, but something that, you know, like the cleanest place to poop. So every time you take a poop and you're traveling somewhere you don't know, you pull up the app and it'll be like, okay, well, this place is good, or this restaurant, this has public bathrooms, this one's clean, this one's not so clean, avoid this one. So if you really got to go, you know exactly where to go. Boom, hit the map, brings you right to the place, and you can take a good dump. But I mean, there's enough people that are pooping in public, you know.
Oh, for sure. Well, dude, people who work like utility technicians for any kind of utility, whether that be phone, gas, electric, they're traveling. That's, I've had two of those jobs, the gas company and AT&T. Your office is your truck, and you're going from house to house to house to house, and you know your areas. You eventually just learn which places have the best restroom. These would be the best people for that app.
Yeah.
You know,
and if it's not out there,
I promise you, they know.
Yeah. We should make it, Richie, if it's not there, but we can put our take on it. Like the IBS.
That's good money right there.
Right. All right. That's $1 million idea. Me and Richie are going to come up with that. None of you fuckers steal this idea.
None of you fuckers stupid. I've already gotten patent, copyrighted, trademarked, and everything.
Hear that?
I'll sue you.
That's me getting the domain name of a name that we don't have yet and patenting it. Boom. There we go. But we're good to go there. I love that Jennifer said that her and a friend used to text each other movie titles to describe their number twos.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that. That's fun.
I'm going to start sending Snapchats to people. Although we were doing fun Snapchats, but it's like he doesn't do the Snapchat anymore. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to start having to do that. With maybe the SWFFL Fantasy League that we record on Wednesdays. It's a group of 10 podcasters, one fantasy football league. A lot of twisted people in there, like myself and Euban. And I'm going to start doing that, I think. So, yeah. Let's see here. All right. What do you think? Speaking of shit, let's show another video.
Yeah. We got a couple of those in the chamber. Let's throw them out there.
The rest of them are fart-related ones. Let's
flush them out,
shall we? There is a built-in soundboard in here, but I've never used it. Let's see here. Let's do the, where is it here? Where is it? I thought there was one that, oh, right here. Is it going to work? I pressed it. It's not. It's just spinning. It was the ta-da-cha.
Oh, if it's just spinning, that's going to come in at some random time. It'd be funny if we said something funny and it did it, though.
There's laughing. There's drumming. I don't know why it doesn't work. Okay, well, let's do the video, and we'll see you there. Two Bears, One Cave, I think we brought it up maybe last week or whatever. This was one of the funniest moments I've seen on Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh, boy.
And I'm so glad that this was sent over a couple of times. This is very relatable for guys like us. Let's do a thing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I just shit my pants.
Did you shit?
I just shit my pants.
Did you shit?
I just shit my pants.
Oh, no.
I just shit my pants.
Really?
I just shit my pants.
Oh, fuck.
I just shit my pants. That's old school.
Is it wet?
I was going to wear these jeans tonight.
Not anymore.
Hold on. Let me check.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, I didn't shit my pants.
Oh, my God, dude. That was...
I thought that was wet. Let me see a piece of tissue real quick.
Oh, fuck. Hey. Oh, God. Wait. Where's the trash can?
We don't need one. I think we're
clean. Oh.
Yeah, we're clean.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. Wait.
We're going. We're totally clean. We're totally clean. Don't throw up because I'll throw up. No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine.
Get a trash can. Get a fucking trash can in here.
I didn't shoot my pants. We're good.
I'm seeing stars.
Jesus, Tom.
I mean, that is pretty fucking... That is pretty gross. You wipe in it, and then he's just... And then he smells it. Like, it was still in his ass. That's right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the finger... I mean, you did the finger test. I don't know why you needed the tissue, but oh my God.
How do you not know?
I mean, have you ever had one of those where it's just like it's there, it feels warm, and then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh. And then you go and wipe and it's like a miracle. It's like, where is it? I felt it. It felt warm.
No, I hadn't had that problem.
Yeah, me neither.
But I honestly don't have an ass, so.
Oh.
There's just kind of a hole back there, you know? So there's nothing for me to fill it against, really.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way I'm going to know is if there's lumps in my pants.
Oh, gee, yeah.
That's I'm like, how do you not know? Don't you not, feel the stuff in your pants?
Fair.
And it smells a little different than a fart. You know if you shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of upset that none of these media things work. Why don't they work? I'm pressing them all. We're going to have to figure this out.
Riverside.
Let's talk about it. Why? It's kind of cool. I mean, like the screen, it's got, you can list them. You can bring your own. You can search them. You can add them. You can add more. But for some reason, it's just spinning. There's live and preview. I'm right on the live mode. People want to hear these little, ta-da-chow.
I don't have mine hooked up anymore.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on
this. I feel like setting all that up.
No. Like I said, the other day I tried doing this as well on the show and nothing. I actually had to edit one in. I'm gonna put this really low and I'm just gonna let the drum joke spin. Maybe if it goes through one time and then it'll be good after.
I was watching the snake back there yawning.
He's just
sitting there with his mouth wide open. He's not now. He's just sitting right. That's his head right there on top of that log. Rest of them's all that right there.
Oh, and wow.
He's still inside his thing. So wow. You see, he's from there all the way to over here. Well, he just went back.
I was going to say, I saw the head. Yeah. Or that way, I guess. Wow.
He's about 5 foot.
He's taller than Toby.
Toby's got 6 inches on him. It'll be all right.
We
couldn't swallow him. So.
I bet you Toby Toby couldn't. Neither of them are swallowing each other. Well.
Now, an anaconda? No, that's another story. That thing could swallow a grown man.
You don't have one of them, do you?
No, I keep it. Listen, I have some crazy pets. All right. I have some snakes, some tarantulas, some crazy lizards. None of mine can kill me. All right.
Smart.
None of them.
Because, I mean, there's the possibility you potentially have a tornado, things get shook up, they get out. You don't want to have the possibility of one of them just kind of taking you out.
The scariest thing in my house is not that snake either, as far as animal-wise. He's not venomous. He's 5 foot long. He's not going to try to eat you because he can't fit you in his stomach. He knows. Could he bite you? Yeah, sure. Could he strangle you out? Yeah, sure. But you can pull off a ball python off you. Like, it's not a 21 foot long, you know, reticulated python or something, or boa or whatever.
Yeah, that wouldn't fit in there.
It's, you can't see it because it's off screen, but it's one of the tarantulas over there.
Mm-hmm. So you couldn't, this is probably a dumb question, but you couldn't keep a big, big, big snake in a kitten, like a tank,
a terrarium,
like that, right? Yeah.
You'd have to have a big ass terrarium.
like they'll get big no matter what, right? It's not like one of those, like, know how so there's like some fish and some animals they can only get as big as their environment.
They're I don't think that matters, right? With snakes. They're gonna just keep growing. That's why, like, for them, they have to have a minimum of a 40-gallon tank. That's what that is. It's actually a 50-gallon, but they got to have room. Like, he started out in a 10-gallon because he was, like, you know, this long. Yep. But
that was a while ago.
Has ventured up. My dragons are in terrariums that size.
Oh, you have dragons?
And the geckos are in 20 gallons.
Wow.
Bearded dragons. Oh, I wish I had real dragons.
I won't tell anybody that you do. You'd have all your
methods. I got the dragons from Australia.
You'd have all the methods trying to get into your house to see them steal the dragons.
I would release the dragons on them and burn them to the ground.
Well, you wouldn't. The dragons would. And then everything's fine.
I'm not responsible. There's no leash law for dragons.
Nope. Not that I know of.
So.
Yeah.
Nor there's no licensing or permit to own one. So.
Well, speaking of animals, you don't have one of these. You don't have a frog, right?
No.
Have you ever heard a frog fart?
On a Pac-Man. A frog fart? No.
Apparently. Who knew frogs could fart?
Who knew frogs could fart? Lol.
Lol.
You were staring directly at that frog's ass, and I was too. I know it just had us both like...
Did the frog fart? Because I want to hear that.
Nope, it didn't. It was one of those joke things. Man. They're like, "Ah, caught you! You were staring at a frog's butt, an
amphibian's ass."
I mean, I watched the video 3 times because I was like, "Did it fart? I didn't hear it." And then I ran it back, and I'm like, "I'm still looking at this frog's ass." So, thank you, Elo, for sending that over. Hoodah.ev is in the chat. We got to show some colonoscopy farts. We showed some last week. Apparently, we are now the best show and the entire internet that shows weekly colonoscopy farts. So thank you also for bringing a new account to my attention called the World of Farts. World of Farts. Because last I knew, stairwell farts wasn't a thing anymore. So hopefully all is well with you and whatever you got going on. But
better hurry up because we're moving on already. World of Farts, man.
I'm pretty sure it's still Euban, but...
That's probably why he hadn't been on the show a lot either. So maybe let's correlate with each other. Yeah.
Yeah. What probably happened though is he probably forgot the account password, and I tried getting onto a TikTok account that I haven't been on in a while, and it's a pain in the ass.
Or it's on an old phone number, and he doesn't have access to that phone number, and that's a pain in the ass. I've had to do that before.
Yes. So that's why I went email for all of the TikTok accounts.
Ooh, same.
Still a pain in the ass, but and what's worse for me is the email server that I use, because it's all hosting my own. You get 60 seconds, and it takes about 50 to 55 seconds for the email to come in, so you have to be quick. Most of the time, you're missing that 60 seconds, and it is just a terrible game to play. But nobody cares, because we got colonoscopy farts on the screen, teasing them. There's 1:06 colonoscopy farts.
My finger.
Quick iPhone user. Yeah, all right.
Oh my goodness.
That's a laughing one. Those are like my favorite. The old, like the machine gun farts.
The one right before her, that guy, look in his face.
Yeah, that.
He wasn't happy about being filmed. He wasn't happy about being in that situation. He did not find it funny, and he was not comfortable.
No, the look I got was like, hey, I'm a Southern guy. I'm not overly supportive of the LGBTQ community.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really enjoy the concept of them putting things in my butts holes. That was the vibe I was getting from that. From
strict
that old
conservative
guy.
Type person. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, I don't. I'm not into the stuff. I'm not into the butt play. And then they invaded my butthole and made things come out. Have you had to have a colonoscopy yet?
No. I mean, probably should, but no, I haven't even gone to do the old.
Oh, the prostate.
I'm about to turn 40 and you're supposed to apparently start doing that at 35 now. And I didn't know that. And I'm like, well, we're waiting to 40.
I thought it was the other way. I thought it was 50. It's the other way. I thought we got
35.
More time with technology because we're living longer.
I guess not.
I'm going to ask the internet.
Ask the internet. Because I don't know if I trust my sources, to be honest with you.
What age should a man...
And I'm hoping they're wrong. So
what age
should
a man get his prostate checked? Yeah, look at this. The discussion about screening should take place at 50. For men who are at average risk of prostate cancer and expected to live at least 10 more years. So if you're expected that you'll probably make it to 60 when you're 50, or you think you got it more than 10 years in you, you're good to go. This is from the American Cancer Society.
All right. We got 10 more years, buddy. Hell yeah.
Oh, look at this right here. But then it says men who are 55 to 69 years old should make individual decisions about being screened for prostate cancer with a prostate-specific antigen PSA test.
69 years old. That's a good, that's a good age.
John Hopkins wants you from 40 to 54. So I think, oh, here's a picture on what they do in the prostate exam.
Nope,
all out there. It's cartoon diagram, at least there. But all right, so I think we're 50. Consensus seems to be. I see. When it comes
like
to knowing
if
a random doctor is going to have to stick something in my buttholes, and I think I did do a little bit of some looking into it because I'm going to be 40 here sooner than later, and
I only have 5 more months.
Look at that. Now you have 5 months and 10 years before you have to get the old.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Look at that. All right. So we've seen a frog. We've seen
It's going to be
people.
Bad timing, though, really, if you think about it.
It's not going to be a good time, is it?
Because, I'm going to be looking at having a 16-year-old in the house at that age. An autistic 16-year-old. when I'm 50. And so that's going to be, a fun last 2 years with him because, he's autistic. He'll probably be living with me a little bit longer than that. I don't know. Actually, he's a genius at the same time too. So maybe he goes away earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, he might be gone in a couple years.
Sounded terrible. That sounded,
no, not that kind of gone.
Get out of my house, kid.
Like,
no.
Like school smart. Like,
yeah. No, not go away. I love my son.
Yeah.
But having that happen to start with dealing with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, that's autistic.
I'm
moderately function with a severe
ADHD. Yep. Wrong letters.
He's ADHD positive, bro.
It's
confirmed.
Can confirm. Man. Yeah. Well, hey, maybe science will continually get better and we can put that thing off till 60.
I'll be 52 when all my kids are out.
Hell yeah.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
No,
my dad was like in his mid to late 50s.
Oh, shit. My parents were pretty young. Let's see. My brother's been about almost 20 years, roughly, we've been out of their house. Yeah, they were in their 40s. Look, they had us pretty.
You've been out of your parents' house for 20 years? That's what you said?
Yeah, 20 years. Yeah. I didn't move back in for a hot minute until when I bought in between buying houses and moving.
I've also been at a high school. This year was my 20th year anniversary.
Same.
And just like my 10th and 15th, why they did a 15th, I don't know, but 10 and 15, 5, 10 and 15, I didn't go to those either.
We did a 10 and a 20, and I went. There was about 8 to 10 of us that showed up, and most of them, because we all live around here, we
really
talk to each other and we drink beer.
How many kids were in, or students were in your graduating class?
About 30.
About 30? Jesus, okay. Yeah, there was only, we had 87, and anytime I tell people that, they're like, oh, God, where'd you go to school, Little House on the Prairie? What, like, no, I grew up in the sticks, but.
Yeah, we had 30, I think it was about 30-ish, maybe 35, something like that.
And I hope by chance, and it had to be complete chance and luck, that one of them sees this. Y'all got fat. Y'all got fat as fuck. I'm still the same size. I know y'all hate me for it, but I'm still the exact same size.
Boom.
Just with the hair and beard, I am still skinny as shit. It's pathetic.
I hope that they see it too.
So I have an offer.
Oh.
All right. You give me your fat, and I'll burn it off for you.
Oh,
that so that like I can gain weight and turn it into muscle, you know?
Yep. I mean, it gets really cold here, so I'm okay. I call this bulk season, where I make sure that before winter hits, you add a little 15, 20 extra.
You're not fat. All right. What I'm saying is some, and I'm not saying all of them, but.
Yeah.
Holy smoke. I was like, Jesus.
Would you say
how did y'all get so fat?
You say some of them are as big as a rhino? Because if that's the truth, we can show you what a rhino fart sounds like.
Oh, none of them were that big. Close. let's do our research. I want to know, just in case I do run into one of them that's rhino size, what that would sound like.
Aggressive.
I've been here for a very long time. I've been with this northern white kind of for.
Who's that? Do you know whose part is that? That
is my dream. Okay. You always smoke along.
He had that look like, yep, there's a big pile of shit happening very soon. And I have to clean it.
I'm not sure if it was the rhino.
You don't think so?
They were like, what, 6 feet away from that thing?
Yeah, see, I couldn't tell how close they really were. Maybe there was some. I would have to imagine. Do you think there was something between? Like, they wouldn't just be sitting next to a rhino. Like it didn't either, right? I'm not sitting that close to one.
Yeah, that was the sound of me shitting my pants.
Oh,
being that close to a rhino.
You think it was the female interviewer that was just like, oh, was that the rhino?
Yeah, well, she's the closest to the mic.
Mm-hmm. So or maybe it was the mic guy. Maybe they're a fancy film, and it was the mic guy.
I don't know. Though I will say that fart didn't quite meet the volume that I thought it would.
True.
I figured that would have been like shaking the earth almost. You know what I mean? Like at least in the general area, they'd been like, ah.
His face, though, was it seemed very recognizable to him. He was like,
Oh, yeah, no, he knew. He knew for sure.
The only other person that knows about cleaning huge piles of shit like that has got to be Toby with his dogs alone.
Oh, yeah. They're about the size of rhinos.
They're not small.
They're huge.
And my dog isn't nearly as big as them, and he's pretty big, and they are. That's still a big old pile of shit. That somehow, and then it's awesome when it snows and then it kind of like blends into the snow and then the snow melts because that's what it does where I live. It'll be like 20, then we'll get a bunch of snow, and then the next day it'll be like 50 or 60, and then it all melts, and then there's shit, and then you just step in it, and then you get to smell it all day, and it's like, God damn it.
Speaking of, this reminded me when you said shit and snow, you know how, I don't know, apparently this doesn't happen anymore. Apparently this doesn't happen. It's apparently some people are even saying it's part of the Mandela effect, which I think is just stupid. I think it's probably just the diets of the dogs have changed with what the food we feed them. But
I know what you're going to say.
You remember when they used to be white after a while, like it would just turn to white. That shit doesn't happen no more.
So we talked about the Mandela effect too the other day. I don't know about the white shit. I remember.
It's definitely a change in the diet and the stuff that's in the food.
Yep. But we talked about it on last week's with Brandon J. and Eubin about the Mandela Effect in the Sinbad movie Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a movie or was it not a movie?
Yes and no. But Sinbad, now, granted, I haven't seen like a full video from the source or anything like that necessarily, but there is a video circulating out there of Sinbad saying that, yes, he did do it. He's like, I was embarrassed about it and da 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 and stuff. And he said they did a lot of things and a lot of work to cover it up. But he goes, that was a real thing. I did play Shazam in a movie. I played a genie, da da da. But that could be all BS too. You know, he's just trying to keep something alive because...
keep his name relevant.
The Mandela Effect kind of moved on to other things people were recognizing and kind of already forgot about Shazam being one of the biggest ones. But here's the thing. And I know people are going to bring up the College Humor thing. I remember seeing it as a kid. And it blows my mind that... and maybe it's just a made-up memory. Maybe it's just... you know, one of those things where you thought so, or heard something and you're putting two things together, but you're getting them wrong. You're putting the wrong face on the person. Because I knew about the one with Shaq in it, too.
Kazam.
Yeah, Kazam. In which, sorry, Shaq, but
he's not.
I used to think it was a terrible movie because I was like, it's nothing like Shazam. Because Sinbad is funny. And apparently that's never happened. Unless you ask Sinbad, he says now it did happen.
Or so the internet, the people that are all over it. Because we had that clip of it with Brandon going off. You know, obviously it's a clip, so it's not full context of everything. And there was a lot of people that were like, you guys are so dumb. You're so dumb. It was a movie. It's there. Google it. And then you had the other people like, it was a fake one. Sinbad bought it and destroyed it. And it's going back and forth. And I was like, huh. Well, that's good, I guess, for the views that I don't really care about. But I'm so curious. Like, I didn't Google it. I don't remember it. Doesn't mean anything. I'm not a movie guy, but.
Well, what it really is, see, timelines are coming together and see the Illuminati.
No, it's the aliens. The aliens they Men in Blacked us. This movie has to go. But they couldn't get to everybody. And they actually flashed it when they were doing it, the movie The Ring. So anybody that watched The Ring, they got flashed with it, and they don't remember Shazam. So we know the people that are like, it was a movie. You guys were too scared to watch The Ring, and your parents wouldn't let you watch The Ring. The rest of us that watched it, we don't remember Shazam.
Well, I saw The Ring.
Do you remember Shazam? I've
seen all the rings. Yeah.
Oh. Well, there goes my theory.
I remember it being a thing.
Oh, shit. I don't.
But like I said, my memory could just be wrong or mixing things together. I don't know for sure. We may never know for sure.
Yep.
But the other thing, that's kind of that's what Google will tell you and everything too.
Do you trust the Googles?
No, I don't trust anything. It's like I tell people, they're like, what do you believe in and stuff? I'm like, I believe in everything and nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Which means I believe in a little bit of everything and a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know. Everything's changing. Everybody, there's no real truth anymore, but. With the whole Mandela Effect stuff, the other stuff I think is just a lot of branding changes that people just didn't pick up on.
Yeah.
Like the whole like Fruit Loops and stuff like that, or people were just illiterate at one point in time and didn't realize that that's how that was spelt, or, you know, there were special editions of it that came out, or, you know, they remember as a kid when I don't ever remember Fruit Loops being spelled out the word fruit. It always had the two Fruit Loops as the O's, as L-O-O-P-S. Or, you know, for loops. But it was fruit, F. It was spelled different or whatever. I think that's just branding stuff. Now, the Monopoly guy, I'm not sure about that one.
Ooh, what's that one? I don't know, like, any of these.
The monocle.
Oh, did he have it or not, they're saying?
Apparently, no. And he doesn't on any of the stuff now.
Now, my theory is behind that is because of McDonald's doing the Monopoly stuff. Ace Ventura, he points out a guy in a top hat with a mustache, and the guy has a monocle, and he goes, "Oh, look, the Monopoly guy," and stuff like that. I think we just remember him blend having things. That. Plus, you know, like in the game Clue, one of the guys in there did have a monocle.
But and there's 17 million different versions of Monopoly. One of them probably had it.
One of them probably put it on there. But according to Mattel or whatever, whoever makes it, they're saying he never had a monocle.
Interesting.
Who knows? I've seen all kinds of videos that say they prove that he did. There's one where a guy takes an old, like, flip phone or whatever that is, like, one of the first ones that had a camera on it. So it's at, like, you know, like 2 megapixels or whatever.
And that might be generous.
And he just goes, he takes it and he films with his regular phone and he shows you, and he'll move that camera in front so you can see what that camera's seeing. And he'll show you. So he'll point at the Monopoly thing, Monopoly guy with no monocle. He'll put that in front of it and you can see it's going with it. Unless this guy's really good at editing and green screening and stuff, which is possible.
Possible.
It is 100% possible. I could do it if I had the patience and discipline to sit there and make it happen.
And but give a shit.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. But when you move it, you would see the guy, you'd see him have a monocle on it. And that's a whole, like, conspiracy theory about ripples and timelines and dimensions and whatever stuff. But I'm like, I kind of believe in that more than the Mandela effect.
I don't really know a lot of them either. And like I said, it was an interesting conversation that we had about it. That's going to be out this Thursday. So
I think the Mandela effect is literally just a product of, like, the game Telephone, where somebody tells somebody something and it gets repeated and stuff like that to the point where everybody thinks it's that way. Just like how we misquote songs or misquote things from a movie, you know, Luke, I am your father, that whole thing. You know, that's not what he says. He says, "No, Luke, I am your father," which is not that big of a difference.
No, not enough.
If you think about it. But I think it's just misquoting, and we hear it all the time. We've made ourselves believe it did do that, it did that because of Telephone effect.
Yeah.
When you tell one person, they tell another person, so on.
Let's pee in the corner. Oh, wait, no, that's me in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a weird thing. Plus, you got to think, how sharp are our core memories of little shit like this after 20 years, 25 years? The older we get, this gets, the internet wasn't really a thing that many years ago. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to get slipped kind of, you know, through the cracks. You know, there's a lot of stuff that was handwritten that got lost, that wasn't legible. Like, I was just reading an article about a guy that we actually covered in the Yorktown podcast who had so many aliases, they didn't, even to this day, they don't really know his name because everything was handwritten and they couldn't really read the writing on anything. But he was just known, his fake name was Jefferson Davis. So he went by Jeff Davis. And his real name was John something. They don't really know. What a weird life that guy.
That's a weird thing.
He was a piece of shit, right?
I mean, they could just change things over time and just not tell you.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, the Bible's that way. Why couldn't everything else be that way?
It's a weird thing.
The last time it was updated was in the 1940s. I don't think Jesus was around in the 1940s, but they updated it. They actually updated the Old Testament. There's a part in the Old Testament that they updated.
Wild, isn't it?
Specifically, you want to know what it is?
Yeah, I've never read it or been to church, so I'm in.
It used to say sexual perversion instead of homosexuality.
Oh.
And sexual perversion is not limited to homosexuality. It is to any sexual perversion, but they wouldn't be specific that it's only the homosexual ones in the Bible.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's not even what the original translation in Aramaic would have been anyhow. So.
Well, guess what?
Who really knows? Maybe God does love them. Maybe God does hate them. I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love everybody. So.
Same, brother. Same. All right. I just looked at the clock for the first time, and we are over.
We did it.
We did it.
We accomplished it.
I knew we would. We don't still have a drum joke or a laughter or a drum roll, so I'm going to look into that, or clapping or cheering or transitions. But we're going to have some fun stuff
when we end it.
Yep. I'm going to start doing some farts, and I'm going to clip a couple of our voices for boop, some funny stuff.
Yeah,
we'll do some stuff. So
we'll have a lot of them of Toby.
Yes, that's who came to mind first. And but we can't thank you enough, and obviously Rich can't thank you enough, Toby. Hopefully you get your internet back at some point. Hopefully you made it home and you're relaxing from a concert, because let's be honest, it's always not the best music and it's cute, but most of the time your kid's only up there for two songs and you got to wait for all the other ones that you kind of care about but you don't care about. But either way, I get to do that coming up probably this week. But either way, can't thank you guys enough. We'll be back next week. This is going to be a higher edited version if you want to watch it tomorrow. If not, that's cool too. Or maybe you're listening to it right now, and we can't thank you enough for making it through this entire episode. So we'll be back next week. Check out Thursday show if you want. Check out Deluxe Edition Network, all the friends of the show. Check out Tatum Productions, Jet Entertainment Tonight. Check out Toby. He is got a lot of cool stuff going on the Tickety Talks. They call me Toby too. Check out You've Been Whacking Off and his Brainchild podcast, which is the Steve Winwood Fantasy Football League that we put out every Wednesday.
Oh, and Toby, when you see this, I met your friend Jimmy.
Ooh, dun dun dun. More to come Tuesday. Or maybe not. We'll probably forget about it. It's the Mandela effect. All right. That's all we got. Take care, everybody.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.